We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius!
Good evening, everyone. It is 10 p.m. here on a Friday evening, which can only mean one thing, that you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Got a little early start there, thanks to Edward. What do we have tonight? Was it Tears for the Gods? Or?
It was a plastic sushi, yeah.
Plastic sushi evening here. I highly recommend checking it out. Which you can find the archived version of on the station's website at WMFO.org, along with the playlist there. I did not get a chance to listen to it on the way in, but I will be doing so this weekend, so you can join me. That being said, if you've been following, if you do follow me on Twitter, you notice that every week I have a little 80s trivia prior to my show coming in here. And tonight is no different. And tonight's 80s trivia from the Squid Pod question was, which cult film from the 80s features both David Bowie and Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets? It's kind of an odd pairing there. Now, granted, they're both not really main characters in the movie here, but, you know, it's still an interesting combo. And the answer is John Landis's Into the Night from 1985. Now, the movie was not a critical box office success, but I have no idea why. It happens to be one of my favorite 80s movies. And it's got a phenomenal cast starring Jeff Goldblum, Michelle Pfeiffer, Dan Aykroyd, among others. And what's also interesting about it is that it has an even longer list of cameos, such as Carl Gottlieb, who co-wrote Jaws in 1975. Amy Heckerling, who directed Fast Times at Ridgemont High, another classic 80s flick there. Carl Perkins, rockabilly musician there, composer of Blue Suede Shoes. Daniel Petrie, who was director of A Raisin in the Sun in 1961 with Sidney Poitier. Waldo Salt, the Academy Award-winning screenwriter of Midnight Cowboy from 1969. And Don Siegel, director of Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956 and Dirty Harry in 1971. And that's just to name a few. I mean, who gets that many distinguished people from the film industry to make a cameo appearance? But I guess if you're John Landis, you do. So there you go. And if you're not already following me on Twitter, you can do so at SquidPod Music. And we're going to start tonight's show off with a shout out to Joe Strummer, who would have turned 67 this past Wednesday.
Murder by napalm. dying. The only sound, the wind that fills the trees. Even cold comes the moon, and though it never seems too soon, sudden stillness as the rainfall starts to freeze. I'm Mr. Blue, and I'm here to stay with you. And no matter what you do, when you're lonely, I'll be lonely too. I'm Mr. Blue, and I'm here to stay with you. And no matter what you do, when you're lonely, I'll be lonely too. A young girl, she is shaded, bears the scars that never faded. Of the baby that was born on Christmas Day. While the heavens sing their song, a child's life is never long, cause the food supplies will only last a day.
Yeah.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Friday evening at 10 p.m. bringing you the best of the 80s. And tonight is no different. Started off that set there with a little shout out to Joe Strummer, who would have turned 67 this past week, Wednesday to be exact. And we heard from The Clash, and this is Radio Clash, originally from 1981. Yaz, or Yazoo, if you're from across the pond, with Mr. Blue from their 1983 release, You and Me Both. And we wrapped it up there with New Music and A Map of You from their 1980 debut, From A to B. It's a great little track there. So much to get to here tonight, folks, as usual. We're going to start this next set off here with a single that came out 40 years ago this past week from Gary Numan here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
distant thunder, the sky was red, and when you walked, you always turned. When you look around, you wonder, do you play to win? Or are you just a bad loser?
He found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. That would be me. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful Friday night here in the Boston area. I know it's not quite cool, but it's cool enough where it's comfortable. But that still signals that summer is rapidly the end of summer is rapidly approaching here. So I guess it depends on how you look at it here. But any event, enjoy it while it lasts. In the meantime, let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off that last set with Gary Numan and Cars. That single came out 40 years ago this past week. The album itself was released in November of 1979. And the single went to number one in the UK and Canada, but it only reached number 9 here in the States, which to this day still amazes me. But whatever. Also from 1979, we heard The Stranglers and Duchess from their release, The Raven. The Mighty Lemon Drops were in there with The Other Side of You from their 1986 release, Happy Head. And we wrapped it up there with Pet Shop Boys and Domino Dancing off of their 1988 release, Introspective. Got about 25 minutes to go here, so let's dive back into it with Associates.
Yeah.
still standing still. I might, but it's hard to tell. Even a slight remark makes no sense and turns to shock. Have I done something wrong? What's wrong's the wrong that's always the wrong.
Alrighty, folks. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for the Squid Pod tonight. Hope to see you here next Friday at 10 p.m. sharp. Got time for one last track here, so let's talk about what we've been listening to. Started off that set with Associates. Sometimes they go by The Associates, but in this case, from their 1982 album Sulk, they're just known as Associates. And we heard a classic 80s track there, Party Fears 2. Then we heard some English synth pop with Fiat Lux from their 1984 debut, Hired History Plus. And we heard the track Blue Emotion. Threw in a little British R&B there from Junior. We heard Too Late off of his 1982 release, G. He's better known for, in the U.S. anyway, for his 1982 hit, Mama Used to Say. But that is a great track there. Alphaville there wrapped it up with a Big in Japan off of their 1984 release, Forever Young. I'm going to leave you with one last track here from the Psychedelic Furs. As Mirror Moves celebrates its 30th anniversary this past week. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you next week.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.